never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
A big lie, a big lie, a big lie. It's Brandon Disney and Michael Valdivia.
Yes.
Ken Colburn is out of town and...
on assignment in Maui.
Actually, he's taking a quick break. What else do you do in Maui?
Yeah. No.
You take a break. You don't go on assignments.
I think I need to take more assignments.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. See what it does for you.
I can't afford the assignment.
Well, that's the other side of the coin there, huh?
Yeah.
You know, Karen, who we talked to right before the break, who had the problem with her gateway and the zip drive and all that, Karen did something really smart.
She listened to us.
Well, besides that, I mean, I'm not going to go that far, but
yeah.
She called in, but in case she couldn't get through on the phone lines, she also emailed in, and she did that at our website at datadoctors.com. She clicked on the computer corner, and then she looked for the link that said ask a question, and she did so. Right there. So she got us in double trouble or double dipping or whatever it is that she did. But either way, I found her in both places.
Yeah.
So
you know what else she did?
What?
She took us to our radio show resources. By going there, she can see the radio show resources, our Geek Speak of the Week.
Yeah.
She can see all of that stuff
while
she is making a suggestion or asking a question.
Wow.
See?
That's
that page has so much information. Let's go to our Geek Speak
of
the Week.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
You said go to our Geek Speak of the Week?
Let's do it.
Let's see if we can.
We really got to get a new thing for that, because old school.
Go get it, old school.
It is.
Full snizzle.
And it's not cool old school, it's just old school. Geek Speak of the Week this week is programming fluid. Kind of like...
Is that like brake fluid for a boat?
No, but it's... Programmers use this term to refer to coffee or what we're drinking right now, a Monster Energy drink.
Hey, no endorsements.
Jolt Cola or any other high caffeine stimulant that helps them get through all night of coding.
Remember the old Code Red virus that was named after the Code Red Mountain Dew?
Because that guy was drinking them the whole time.
Right. That's a high energy drink, high caffeinated drink? Highly caffeinated?
Highly caffeinated.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And so that's what programmers... It's their fluid, hence programming fluid.
Oh, I thought it was that stuff. Well, one day I told my wife when we were at the store that we were getting ready to go out in the boat, and told her she needed to go get some brake fluid for the boat because it wasn't stopping very fast in the water. And she and several employees at the place we were at were looking for it diligently.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Not knowing that
she'll be mad if she finds out I told her. Yeah, well, you know, there's that. Anyway, so I thought programming fluid was maybe something along those lines, but I was wrong.
Yes.
What about our free download of the week, Michael?
This week's download of the week is iTunes for Windows 4.5. iTunes, as we've been talking about, is this incredible software jukebox package that Apple offers, and it does everything.
And you don't have to have an iPod to use it. You don't
even
have to have a device that you would... put the stuff on like an MP3 player. You can just use it to...
For your computer to organize MP3s.
And listen to them.
To transfer them from MP3 format to playing format, the WAV format. What's the other format that you can use on a CD?
The Mac format that they use? I don't even know what it's called.
I forget what it's called, but it's the Apple format. It's incredible. It's almost like Trillion, where you can use every other
interface.
Don't get
people confused here. Here's the deal. It's software. Goes on your computer. It allows you to organize all your music into playlists and by type and by artist and by whatever you want there. It lets you play that stuff back. It lets you burn CDs that you can use in your car. It lets you connect to other devices like MP3 players and transfer music.
That aren't Apple.
Yeah. It lets you do just about anything. And...
it works on Windows.
And there's stuff that you want, you can go download music and they have little samples and things that you can listen to, but I think it's more than 50. It's more like 99 cents or so. Yeah. No,
it's 50 cents.
50 cent? Maybe you could download 50 cent.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
I think it was 50 cents.
And you could even get good stuff like Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, some cool stuff. But anyways, there's this new version, so go check it out. It's free. It's not costing you a cent, so go see it.
Are you looking for me to hit the free button?
Yeah, we go. See?
The not a zilch.
You're
Zippo.
You're saving $1.52. So anyways.
$1.62.64.
Yeah. Don't forget, if you love music, you got to have it.
Speaking of gotten a habit, if you don't have your wallpaper because you lost it and you got to have it, then you're in the same boat that Steve is in. And Steve has a compact and he's on the line with us now. Steve, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I've lost my wallpaper.
Oh.
I've fallen and I can't get up, Steve.
Yeah. I want Cliffs in the Cloud and it went away and I can't find it.
So you had some wallpaper on the background, and it was some special thing, a picture that maybe you took or somebody sent you?
No.
No?
It's the one that comes with the operating
yes,
system?
Yes, it is with the operating okay. system. Cliff in the Cloud.
What operating system are you on? XP? 2000?
ME.
ME.
Okay, and it's called something. It's called Clouds?
Cliff in the Clouds.
Cliff in the Cloud.
All right, let's go through this real quick here. Have you tried, just go somewhere on your desktop that is a blank space, and that's the big background of your computer there. Right-click.
Display Properties.
And go down
there.
To Properties, or you can go the harder route through the Control Panel. You get to the Display Properties, and on the Desktop tab, under Background, does it show a bunch of different choices there?
Yeah, but it used to say Cliff in the Cloud, now it's gone.
Okay, this Cliff in the Cloud, that's nothing that came with the Windows operating system.
Yes.
He's
it did come. It was there when it was new.
As far as I am aware, and I've been around these things for a little time now, there's something called Clouds that comes with an operating system, but nothing called Cliff in a Cloud that comes with any Microsoft operating system that I've ever been aware of. So it's either some third-party add-on, or I'm completely out of my mind, one of the two.
Clouds are still there.
Okay. And if you choose one of the backgrounds that's there and apply it, does it actually apply and work?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So my guess is this picture that you're talking about, Cliff and a Cloud?
Yep.
It's talking about two different items?
No, Cliff in a Cloud.
Cliff, C-L-I-F-F.
Yeah, in
I see it at work all the time. All the rest of people use it.
Really?
Okay, maybe I'm completely out of my mind here. I'm looking real quick. I just went to Google
Windows
and
Windows XP wallpaper.
Cliff
in Clouds. So what you can do probably is go to the Microsoft website. If you look on Google and put Cliff in the Clouds mm-hmm. wallpaper, it should take you to a link where you can then re-download this from the Microsoft website. I will put this in the follow-up newsletter if you subscribe.
You might even be able to right-click on it if you have Internet Explorer 6 and tell it to set as wallpaper, which is even quicker and easier than downloading it and doing manually. So
okay.
Somehow you're just missing it, but we're going to have the step-by-steps in our follow-up newsletter, and we'll help you out with that there. Or, like Michael suggested, just go put Cliff in the Clouds wallpaper, all those words, into Google, do a search, and look for the first link probably that comes up. It'll take you to a download site of Microsoft's, and from there it should be fairly self-explanatory. You're listening to The Computer Corner. We've got, about half an hour left to go here, and we're going to take more of your calls and more of your questions when we return on the other side of the news. It's Michael Valdivia, Brandon Disney, and C.Dot Cab here on The Computer Corner, right here, Reason Radio 620 KTAR.
DHL invites you to go to EnterToWin.com.